He still was considered, he still would, like, you know, repeat the lies of imperialism and call Maduro, I think it was his big thing, he was like, I won't call him a dictator specifically, but I'll say he's a bad president and he shouldn't be president of Venezuela.
He's actually bad.
Or something. Yeah
he's like, a, I don't, a strong man.
Yeah, all right, a strong man. And yeah,
you should
he's
him
also
lift
like
a barbell.
Yeah, I think that's sort of
he's
like
huge.
much bigger than me, I have to tell you, and I'm a strong guy myself. But yeah, like Brent, you were saying earlier that the, you know, I think maybe one of the worst things about the idea of Bernie is like the whole concept of like pushing left, and I think it's like it maybe did push some people left, you know, from far right to center right, or from center to like slightly left of center. But I think people have, we have to think of like the line between liberalism and communism is like a right angle, or, you know, like a hypothetical, like hyperspace angle or something. These are two things
they're
that are
opposed. There's no line between
they
them.
They are diametrically opposed, and moving from liberalism to communism means like uprooting everything you understand about the economy and about government and about democracy. It means like completely wiping the slate clean and then, you know, moving to a new ideology. And the idea that you can just like push on liberalism enough and then end up at anything that is actually left-wing or socialist is, I think, an absurd fallacy.
No, you're absolutely right, Chris. You couldn't be more correct. It's a complete paradigm shift. It's a total, you enter, I mean, this is why I have my own objections to calling socialism scientific, but this is why you call it scientific. This is why that's even like an issue that's up for debate, is because when you really get serious about socialism, you enter into a whole new fucking investigative logic. And that investigative logic is called historical materialism or dialectical materialism. And it's like, it's fucking mind blowing. Like, you have to, like, spend years reevaluating all kinds of things that you analyzed wrong the first time. And that's probably why, like, it's such a convenient idea in the United States that we can, like, get everybody to being enlightened socialists by pushing them through the DSA grinder really hard. Which is, like, nobody does more lying about what socialism and communism are than progressive liberals, so-called. Mm-hmm. Like, the conservatives don't have to lie. They just don't fucking know what it is, and they say whatever they think it is in the moment, and everybody just kind of either believes them because they're also a conservative, or they just kind of write it off as like, that's just Jim. And then, like, but the liberals, they have to be like, well, social programs are good. If you want to call that socialism, then call me a socialist. And then progressive liberals have to do it even more. They have to be like, well, I'm a social democrat. Don't look up what the history of that is or why that exists. But it's this thing where I'm kind of more sympathetic to socialism, but I'm still happy to demonize anybody who's like a state enemy of the United States. And I have good domestic takes sometimes and still really bad foreign policy takes. And then, like,
yeah, maybe if you could just combine liberalism and socialism, which somehow to me that makes logical sense and is doable. I think we should do that. Somehow have two things that are diametrically opposed in the same system. That doesn't lead to anything, right? I haven't read any historical materialism, so I have to assume that two things that are diametrically opposed just kind of work out without any effort or any change. They just work.
Yeah. They're like doing not even anarchist eclecticism, which is the one you hear about. They're doing liberal eclecticism. They're like, yeah. Lou fucking Bago over here, like, a little bit of liberalism in my life, a little bit of socialism in my life.
A little bit of communism sounds real good. A lot more capitalism would be even more good.
And then there's a banging horn section, and you forget all about how ideologically fucking charged it was. Well, speaking of ideological charges coming through in music, I do have a few things in the notes here that I just wanted to talk about real quick. I went down like a music video rabbit hole because I saw something that disturbed me. Which was
it a Disturbed video?
No, it was not, which is odd because I'm back in Michigan now. You know, this is one of those places where people really go in for Disturbed. Like, Disturbed hoodie, Monster Energy hat, and like way too big jean shorts is like a big fucking look here. People,
that's a big look.
Love it. Yeah. And but I saw that Rush had released a music video.
A new one?
Yeah, well, not for a new song, but yes, for a new video. So it's an animated music video for YYZ, Oh, I'm sorry, YYZ, if you're Canadian.
Right.
And, yeah. Great song, super annoying band. And the music
I like
video,
Rush, but yeah, it's not an all the time thing.
Yeah.
No.